You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now on Past and Present, Dr. Jay Price looks at the charmingly curious origin of one small building in Riverside.
Last week, the faculty at the History Department had a social gathering at Park Villa. The rough stone structure with its red tile roof and wide surrounding porch has welcomed Wichita groups for more than a century, many of whom probably don't realize that they owe their visit to the efforts of a colorful woman named Laura Buckwalter. Following an unsuccessful campaign for city commission in 1911, Buckwalter advocated for a restroom in Riverside, the term at the time meaning lounge rather than toilet. The city agreed to the cost of labor as long as she provided materials. That effort fell through. Buckwalter persisted, and the city created a committee to work with her on the project. The city called for bids, and she came in lowest. Local architect U.G. Charles donated the designs for free, but did not have provisions for a foreman, so Buckwalter served as foreman. Two masons and two assistants worked for reduced wages to support the project. For building materials, she obtained salvaged street cobblestones. Cost overruns and Buckwalter's squabbles with the city resulted in the city taking over and workers walking off the job soon after. But before long, Buckwalter was back in charge and had arranged for prisoners from the jail to finish construction. She even climbed a ladder to shout orders from the roof. Work continued into the next year while Buckwalter launched yet another campaign for city commission. She lost this election, but could at least find comfort in dedicating Park Villa on June 2, 1913. Her perseverance had paid off. For KMUW, I'm Jay Price.